Was last night the worst Orioles loss of the 2025 season? Let's go out to the phone lines. Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, Rob? Jeremy Egg. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, Rob, I think, you know, look, you're only as good as your last game. We come off of a sweep. We're looking decent against a very good team, and boom, the polar bear takes some yard. We've had some embarrassing ones this year, though, throwing position players in the pitch and so on, but it ain't looking good, bud. And in closing, like y'all talked about, I mean, we were losing these games in a week easier part of the schedule, right? If I'm correct, now we're getting into the tougher part of the schedule. This might keep happening, fellas. But I appreciate the call.
Thank you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Wayne in Denton. What's up, Wayne?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Morning.
Hey, look, this is just my thought, and I'm going to hang up. You know, first of all, I think we brought Kittredge in one batter too late. That's one thing. And then, you know, I've been playing the game a long time. Look, you got your 2-3-4 hitter up with a ghost runner on second base. If it's a tie ball game, I say you go ahead and let your two hitter swing away. What happened to the small ball? Move that runner over and get him in.
Well, let's go back. Let's go back to Brian Baker. He's gone. Mm-hmm. Brian Baker, when he was pulled from the game, threw 15 pitches. How do you bring Kittredge in one batter too late?
He's got
to warm up.
That's why I said I would fake a heart attack.
Baker threw 15 pitches total. It wasn't a long inning. It's not like he was out there for 20-something pitches laboring. No, he gave that up in a hurry. You're warming him up. Yeah, something, Joe?
Yeah, do you think he was tipping pitches?
Someone else said that.
Yeah, because Kevin Brown said it too, because they replayed Lindor going up to Alonso and whispering something to him.
Yeah.
There's a texter that said that the loss is on Tony Mancelino because he didn't take Baker out after they were talking to each other. Like, it's not like he's omnipotent and knows that they're talking to each other.
Number one, the man threw 15 pitches. The next guy has to warm up. Joe, if my outing from the bullpen was 15 pitches, how many pitches into that outing do I start the bullpen cranking up?
I don't know, man. That's good. Yeah.
15 pitches total. What is... So Jeremy, do I put Baker in and say, hey, listen, Kittredge, warm up just in case he sucks?
Yeah. No, because then you end up dry humping one of your relief pitchers. When you get them up and they warm up, and then you sit them back down, and then you warm them up again, and they don't get in the game, it's just like them pitching.
When someone whispering to another player, I mean, first of all, you don't know what this is. It could actually be a ploy, which would make sense, because there's all kinds of deception in sports, and baseball in particular.
Or it could be.
You could just walk up and say, hey, what are you doing after the game? Yeah. You just make believe we're talking about this. Hey, you don't know what they're talking about.
Well, it could be. I'm the manager, and I don't have the advantage of watching television like you, so I don't even see them whispering to one another.
Right.
Yeah. I'm looking at my guy.
Yeah.
I don't see it. I'm not watching TV like you are. Mm. Maybe that's what it is. I didn't see them whispering to one another. James in Hanover. What's up, James?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
When I watched last night's game, I will say I think it's the worst loss of the season. This is what I say.
Felt like it.
Yesterday was what the Orioles could be, and then it showed what the Orioles were. You saw a good young starting pitcher have a good strong start outing, and then you see like the inning when they scored four runs, nobody played hero ball, each batter passed it on to the next batter, how good teams do, nobody tried to overextend, nobody's swinging for the fences, and then you see what the Orioles are. You see Laureano get picked off at third, you see Brian Baker get there and fall apart, and then we can't score in the 10th. That's what the Orioles are, but you also saw what they could be, and that's all I gotta say. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you. What do you guys think about that with bunting the ghost runner over in the bottom of the 10th inning, down one?
I'm always fine with that because then you're a ground ball, sack fly, depending on where you hit it, should be able to get him in. But how many times have we seen as well strikeout, pop-up, ground out? You know, like we've seen those things happen so many times. For a team that doesn't hit with runners in scoring position all that well, I'm moving the runner over if I know all I need is one run to win or one run to tie. I try to extend it.
I'm with you because I just think that ghost runner, I don't like the ghost runner anyway, but since it's the game now, move him over. I mean, just move him over because as you say, anything gets him in. I mean, not anything except an infield hit, but I mean, just, you know, You can get him anything in the outfield. A fly ball. A hit gets him in, obviously, but I mean, a fly out gets him in.
I often said the only time I bunt that ghost runner over if I'm the home team and I held you scoreless in the top of the inning and it's a tie game, at that point, I don't want to keep this game going. I'm going for the win. I'm going for the win. I wouldn't bunt him over last night. The only time, and I've said it, and I'm stick with it, the only time I'm bunting that ghost runner over is if I held the Mets scoreless in the top of the 10th. Now I'm bunting them over because I got a chance to win the game. I'm not bunting them over to tie. I'm not. I mean, playing for the tie. I'm playing for the win.
I'm trying to extend the game. But again, I don't have an issue with your thought process. It's weird for me liking to be a guy that's aggressive.
Right.
And I would be willing to lay it up in that situation just to extend the game.
If I'm down one or more, I'm playing for the big inning. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. It was a gut-wrenching loss, you know, considering we still kind of in the hunt. But I still have to say that 22-2 drubbing by Cincinnati. I mean, that was like a little league game, man. When they call it, that still sticks.
What
is it? Me, man.
What does it matter though?
It doesn't.
It's one loss
in April.
Yeah.
And you never, Mike. When did they have a chance to win that game other than the beginning?
But just to be a major league team to get blown out like that.
I'm not worried about blowing out. It's just like, to me, that doesn't hurt. I knew that game was over long. How many position players did they have?
I'd have to go back and look at it.
I think there's a couple of them in that game.
Once you get down a certain amount and it's a certain point in the game, you're going to go, I don't want to waste any of my bullpen for the rest of the series. So you're going to throw out the guy that you would least likely to put out in any situation.
Who do we do that against? The Rays.
Yeah.
Remember, they were up against us, up six or whatever. We came back, and the game got out of hand. They started putting position players in.
Everybody does it. So I don't know why, like, if the game, like you said, if one team ends up pulling away and they're up a ton, and you're going, man, I don't know if we can get back in this, why are you going to waste anything of value in that game?
You said Mateo Sanchez pitched in that game. I knew it was two position players, and you scored a ton of runs against them. That, to me, I don't worry about that loss. Last night, I worry about that loss.